So just to move it along a little bit. So really, the history of Shmoneh Esrei traces itself back to the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. So I think it's worth talking a little bit about the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. And the truth is that the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla is very much linked to Maseches Megillah. It's very much linked to the Purim story. Because certainly one of the most, if not the most prominent member of the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla was Mordechai HaTzadik. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla are the ones that instituted the whole Purim story. So clearly there's a very, very strong linkage between the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla and between the Purim story. So I think it's worth just talking for a few minutes, hashtag rest of the story, about the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla were a group of people. How many people? Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. 120 Zkenim. So it was a group of 120 people. Umehem kam neviim. Amongst them, there were many, many neviim. The Rambam, in his Akdama, his Mishnah Torah, in his Akdama, his Yad Chazaka, when he goes through the Mesiris HaTorah, so he gets to the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla, and he says, quote, Beis Dinoi Shal Ezra, the Beis Din of Ezra, Heim HaNikroim Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. They're who we know as the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. And then the Rambam mentions some of the members of the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla by name. The Heim Chagai, Scharya, Malachi, Daniel, Hananya, Mishal Vazarya, Nechemya, Mordechai Bilshon, Uzru Bavel. The Harbi Chachamim Imahem, there were many other Chachamim, Tashlum. If you add up the whole number, Meva Esrim Skeinim. 120 Skeinim. Ha'achrim Mehem, who was the last one? That's a Mishnah novice. Who Shimon HaTzadik, for who Hoya Michlala Meva Esrim, he was one of the 120. That's why the Mishnah refers to him as Mishiore Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. He was from the Shiraim, he was the last remaining member. That's what the Rambam says. Ha'achrim Mehem, he was the last one. So the Rambam refers to the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla as Beis Dinoi Shel Ezra, and then he goes on to mention some of them. Incidentally, we mentioned this very, very quickly when we learned Daf Tezva. The Gemara had a whole discussion a few dafin ago who Malachi was. Was Malachi Mordechai? Maybe Malachi was just Malachi. One man Amar says the Malachi was Ezra. And the Gemara says, Mistabra Kamando Amar, Malachi Zu Ezra. And the Gemara had a whole discussion. And we mentioned that really the Rishonim, most places, Malachi goes down as Ezra. The Rambam seems to say not that way. It's this Rambam we just read. The Rambam says, Beis Dinoi Shel Ezra, Heim HaNikrom Anshei Knesset HaGdayla, Veheim Chagi Scharyu Malachi Daniel. Right, sounds a little from the Rambam. It's not Muchach, but it certainly sounds this way, and the Achrayim will make this diak. The Rambam's discussing the Beis Din of Ezra. So who are the Chavri HaBeis Din? Chagi Scharyu Malachi. So it sounds like Malachi is not Ezra, right? Ezra is like the Rosh Beis Din. It's Beis Dinoi Shel Ezra. Malachi is a member. Clearly, Ezra is not Malachi. So this is the Rambam Shita that it's not Malachi. But it's just what's interesting to know is, number one, the Rambam mentions some of the members of the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla, but I think even more interesting is that the Rambam described the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla as Beis Dinoi Shel Ezra. It was Ezra's Beis Din. The truth is, the Rambam that we mentioned a moment ago, in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, did the same thing. When the Rambam goes through the history of Shmoneh Esrei, so originally everybody would just daven the way they were able to daven. Says the Rambam, the Kivan Shara Ezra Ubeis Dinai Kach, when Ezra and his Beis Din saw that people don't know how to daven anymore, Amdu V'tiknu Lehem Shmoneh Esrei Barchas Al HaSeder. So they got up and they were Mesnakin Shmoneh Esrei Barchas Al HaSeder. Now, who was the one that was Mesnakin Shmoneh Esrei Barchas? Today's daf. Megillah Yud Zayin, Megillah Yud Ches. It was 120 Skeinim, Umehem Kam Neviim. It was the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. The Rambam doesn't say Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. The Rambam says, Kivan Shira Ezra Ubeis Dinoi. It's the Rambam L'shitasei. It's Pasha. The Rambam L'shitasei here in Perek Aleph Hilchas Tefillah Lachadal, to what he said in his Akdama to his Yad Chazaka, then who was the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla? It was Ezra Ubeis Dinoi. Okay, why are we making such a big deal about this? Because if you think about it, it's interesting. Where do you find a Beis Din that's made up of 120 members? The biggest Beis Din in history, you'd think, was made up of 71 members. That was the Beis Din HaGadol. Right? The first Mishnah Masechtas Sanhedrin. Dinei Maminis, B'Shloisha. Sometimes a Beis Din is 5, sometimes 7, sometimes 9. You have a Beis Din Shachav Gimel. That's called the Sanhedrin Ketana. And then you have the Sanhedrin HaGadol. The Sanhedrin. It was made up of 71 members. Just like in the Midbar. You had Moshe Rabbeinu and you had the Shivim Skenim. And therefore, for generations, a Jewish Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, was always made up of 71 members. The Rambam refers to the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla as Beis Dinoi Shel Ezra. This was a Beis Din. it sounds like it was a cheftz of a bezdin of 120 members. It's definitely something that's worth exploring a little bit. The Chaikrim talk about this. But why is it then that this bezdin was suddenly made up of 120 members? Where do you ever find that a bezdin was made up of 120 members? One other interesting thing, just from a pure history standpoint, that's worth mentioning, and that is one of the very important history works is a sefer called Tzemach David. Sefer Tzemach David was written by a kadmon, Rav David Gans. He was a Talmud of the Ramah. He lived in Prague at the end of his life, but he was a Talmud of the Ramah. So this is a gadol that lived in the 16th century, and he wrote a sefer called Tzemach David, and any important history work is loaded with sources that come from the sefer Tzemach David. So in Chelek Risha, in Ois Tof Yud Gimel, so the Tzemach David discusses the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, and he throws in one important line. He says, "Va'aldas ha'roiv." According to the majority of opinions, haya anshe knesses agdoilu kulam bezman echad. They all lived in the same time. Loisha bo zachar zeh keinyan askeinu vanavim. No. They all lived at the same time. This is very important because this is sometimes a little bit of a point of confusion. And again, it's matim with what we just said. This was a bezdin that all lived at the same time. They were 120 members. They got together in a room. The Maimon HaGadol, a Knesia HaGadol, if there ever was one. But the point is, these are 120 skenim, which says the Tzemach David, that even though there's a little bit of a shmooze, but Valdas HaRoiv, according to the majority of opinions, Hayu Anshei Knesset HaGadol, Kulam Bizman Echad. This is not Nevi'im, that you have Nevi'im that span hundreds of years. No, this is a Chabura, literally, of Gedolim, of Tzadikim, Umehem Kam Nevi'im, that all lived during the same Tkufa. So either way, we now know who the Anshei Knesset HaGadol were. We're familiar with some of the names. We know that they all lived at the same time. We even know that they were a Bezdin. That's what unified them. And who was the Rosh Bezdin? Ezra was the Rosh Bezdin. It's a very unique Bezdin, because usually the largest Bezdin you're ever going to find is a Bezdin that's made up of 71. And this is a Bezdin that was made up of 120, and the Gemara goes out of its way to say, Umehem kam Nevi'im, that many of the members of this Bezdin were Nevi'im. So what were the contributions of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, right? You sort of feel from learning Gemara that they're very, very important. But there's not one Gemara that lays out exactly who the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were and what exactly they did. And really, in order to come with a little bit of a visual, a little of a picture, we have to be malakid from different places to try to see if we could develop a little bit of a sense of what the significance is of this group, known as the men of the Great Assembly, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, exactly who they were. So there's a few Gemaras that talk about what they did. There's a Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Shemen Bar Abba L'Rabbi Yochanan, Mecht, Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, Tiknu Lehem L'Yisrael, Brachos, V'Tfilos, Kedushos V'Avdolos. The Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were Mesakin Brachos. There's no chiv deiraisa to make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem alikeinu melech haolam shakol nia bedvarei. Is that a deiraisa? Pashtus, it's only a derabban. Who was mesakein the obligation to make a bracha? It was the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Tfilos, that's our Gemara. Megillah daf yud zayin amid beis. That's the whole rest of the story that the Rambam talks about in the beginning of Hilchas Tfilah. They were mesakein tfilos. Kedushos v'avdolos. Kiddush and avdolah. These were things that were implemented and instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. We have the Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Samech Tes that we talk about a lot, and we just mentioned in the raid the other day. And that is that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were machzer atarah liyoshna. Because before the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, when a yid said Shemayna Esrei, they would say, okay, la'gadol, but maybe not gibar, maybe not noira, because ayeh gvurasoi, ayeh noirasov. But what happened? They came around after the Purim story and they said, no, this is the Gvur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Noir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the world of Tefillah, they seem to be very critical. Brachos, Tefillos, Kedushos, V'Avdolos, right? These are all things that are Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oseinyan. But the truth is that if you delve in a little bit more, the contribution of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila was much more than that. Number one, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila lived when? The end of Golus Bavel and the beginning of Bayesheni, which means that they presided over the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash. When the Yidden came from Bavel back to Eretz Yisrael, right, the Gemara talks about Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel HaShayta V'Kitchel HaSalavai, Kedusha Shniya Kitchel HaShayta V'Kitchel HaSalavai. Who presided over the Kedusha Shniya? It was the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. When the Yidden resettled the land, there was confusion, there was mayhem. Not just that, from a spiritual standpoint also, most Yidden were not behaving the way they should. And the Yidden needed a tremendous chizek. Who presided over that? Again, it was the Anshei Knesses Hagdaila. We always speak out from the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon in his Pirish on Agada to Gemara, and this is a Masechtas Becheiros Daf Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara that talks about the exchange that Rabbi Yeshua had with the Chachmei Atuna, the wise people of Athens. So the Gaon over there says that all, and some say the Gaon only meant Roif, but for sure, Ruba de Ruba of the Rabbanans were instituted when? In the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, that's when all the Rabbanans came into play. Meaning, Bayis Rishon, we didn't have the Rabbanans. When did the Rabbanans come into play? They came into play during Bayis Sheni. Who were the Gedolim during that time? It was the Anshei Knesses HaGedolah. So it seemed that all, or if not, Ruba de Ruba of the Rabbanans that we have, the Rabbanans that literally govern every minute of our lives, came from who? They came from the Anshei Knesses HaGedolah. We know that Torah Shebiksav is made up of Chaf Dalet Sfarim, right? We have the Chaf Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. That's what Torah Shebiksav is. And the truth is, who decided that Torah Shebiksav should be made up of Chaf Dalet Sfarim? Like, where did that come from? Just to ask the question a little bit better. We learned the Gemara together in Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph. The Gemara says there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os that said Nevu'ah for Klai Yisrael. Faith, the Gemara, 48 Nevi'im? What do you mean? We have a Braisa that says Elkanah came from a place where there were 200 Nevi'im. We have another Braisa that says there were so many Nevi'im, it was Kiflaim Kiyotza Mitzrayim. 600,000 people left Mitzrayim. 600,000 times 2 is the amount of Nevi'im they were. So how can you tell me 48 Nevi'im? We know there was 1.2 million Nevi'im. So the Gemara says, no. When we say 48 Nevi'im, what we mean is Nevu'ah Shehutzrucha L'dayris. There were 48 Nevi'im that said Nevu'ah that was Hutzrucha L'dayris. As opposed to all the other Nevi'im, the Nevu'ah that they said was not Hutzrucha L'dayris. You know what the rest of the story is? The rest of the story is that all the Nevi'im would sit and they would write their Nevu'ah. As I state in all the old classic Jewish history works, they would sit down and they would write all their Nevu'ah. And there were a whole bunch of different Svarim and scribes and scrolls that were made up of Nevu'ahs. And there was just so much. You know how much? I don't know. Maybe Kiflaim Kiyotza Mitzrayim. That's how many Nevi'im there were. There were just so many Nevi'im. And the Anshei Knesses HaGedolah sat down and they said, we have to sort this all out. And they decided that there's going to be certain Svarim that are going to make the cut, and all the other Svarim are going to be on the outside looking in. And you know how they determined who makes the cut? That Gemara that we just mentioned, Megillah Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph. They said any Nevu'ah that they deemed was Hutzrucha L'dayris, that Nevu'ah was going to make it. But any Nevu'ah that they felt was Loi Hutzrucha L'dayris, that Nevu'ah wasn't going to make it. So who's the one that decided what should be from the Sifrei Tanakh and what should not be from the Sifrei Tanakh? It was them. They were the ones that decided what's a Nevu'ah Shehutzrucha L'dayris. This is a fact. This is something that was attributed to the Anshei Knesses HaGedolah. With this, we can understand another Gemara we learned. The Gemara said in Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Sholcho lehem Esther lechachamim, Kivuni l'dayris. I want you to be kaveya mi l'dayris. So they sent back, Kinat meireres, and there's a whole conversation, there's a whole give and take. Esther wants that her story should be one of the Sifrei Tanakh. So she's lobbying, could you make my sefer one of the Sifrei Tanakh? You know what the rest of the story is? When were the Sifrei Tanakh, when did they go into effect? When was it determined what would be Sifrei Tanakh? It was during the Anshei Knesses HaGedolah. She lived during that time. Mordechai, Ezra, Malachi. These are all her contemporaries. So she knows that there's a big meeting taking place right now. And right now they're going to sit and they're going to vote. Nimnu v'gamru. They're going to decide what's going to be from the Sifrei Tanakh, what's not going to be from the Sifrei Tanakh. So Shoch l'mesel l'chachamim. So Esther sends the chachamim. Kivuni l'dayris. I want my sefer to make the cut. She's lobbying to the right people at the right time. This is when it's happening. Literally now, achshav. So this is what she wants, right? Otherwise, it's like, can you figure out? No, because right now they're making the determination and they decide on the number 24 because 24 is connected to Chavdal Mishmaris, right? There's this raid on all this. But the bottom line is they're the ones that made the decision that you should come up with Chavdal at Sifrei Tanakh. The truth is they made another very, 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 very important contribution. And this is an incredible postscript to something we talk about all the time. There's a Yerushalmi, it's a Masech Tishkalim, it's on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the very, very top of the Amud. Amr Rav Yoina. Rav Yoina said, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Yeshaya Novi said, Lochein achalik loy barabim, ve'esatsumim yichalik shovel. says the Gemara, you know what it's referring to, is Rabbi Akiva. This pasuk is referring to Rabbi Akiva. Shehiskin. He was the one that was mesakein, medrish, halachos, ve'agodos. The Eishayimrim says, the Gemara, Elo Anshe Knesak Delotik. No. Those things were instituted not by Rabbi Akiva. They were instituted by the Anshe Knesak Delotik. Elamatikin Zeh. So what was Rabbi Akiva mesakein? The klolois and the protos. So listen to the Tiklan Chadatin. The Tiklan Chadatin was Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov. He's the author of the Pasa Shulchan. He was a Talmud Muvik of the Vilna Gaon. He was one of the first European Jews to settle in the Ira Atika and Eretz Yisrael. Hashtag the Churva Shul. So Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, the Baal Pasa Shulchan, and the Tiklan Chadatin in his Pirush HaMesech Deshkolim says on this Gemara, Anshei Knesses HaGdoi LeTikno, SheHamishnah VeHamedrish Hayu Mekubel MiYadam MiMei Anshei Knesses HaGdoi Le KeMoishe MeFurish B'sifrei HaGaonim. Says the Tiklan Chadatin that if you look in the Gaonim say that what does it mean? Lochen achalik doy berabim v'satzumi yichalik shalol. Elu anche knesses agdoila. It means the anche knesses agdoila. They were the ones that wrote the Mishnah. You know, we always say Rebbe didn't write the Mishnah. Right? It's one of the great misnomers of all time. That Rebbe is the author of the Mishnah. It's not true. It's fake news. Rebbe is not the author of the Mishnah. Rebbe was Masada the Mishnah. Rebbe took Mishnayos and Brises and things that had been transmitted for generations, and he put it all together, and he came up with a Mishnah. And sometimes he had the same halacha that was mentioned 10 different times in 10 different ways, and he had to pick the one he liked. And he took the Midrashim and the Mishnayos of Rameyer, who was Mekabel from Rabbi Akiva, and the reason is because he spoke Balash and Kitzara, and that's why Rav said, etc., etc., etc. But the point is that Rebbe didn't write the Mishnah. See, here's the question. If Rebbe didn't write the Mishnah, who did write the Mishnah? Who wrote it? Who is the author of the Mishnah? It's Yerushalmi, Masechet Shkalim, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. It's Mefurish in the Tiklan Chadatin, and he quotes the Gaonim, presumably Rav Shrier Gaon, right? These were the Gaonim that talked about this. So, who is the author of the Mishnah? It's the Anshe Knesses Hagdailah. There was always a Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh was Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai, Umisari Yeshua. But the Anshe Knesses Hagdailah came and they formulated Mishnayos. They sat down and they said, Megillah Nikras, Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Dalah B'Tesvav. They said, Arba Ovis Nazikin, Ashar, Vahabar, Vahamabe, Vahever. They said, Cheskes Habatim. They said, Eilu Metzir Shaloi, Ve'elu Chayv Lahachris. They said, Shtayim Moichsam Batalos. This is their Nusach. They're the ones that composed the Mishnah. So you want to know who wrote the Mishnah? This was a contribution of the Anshe Knesses HaGdoila. So let's just put this all together. The Anshe Knesses HaGdoila were 120 people, Mehem Kam and Avim. They were really the Bezdin of Ezra. They all lived at the same time, like Rav David Gant says in his Semach David, Talmud of the Ramah. They all lived, not like the Nevi'im that spanned hundreds of years. No, they all lived at the very, very same time. When? The end of Golas Bavel, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. What's their contribution? So if you go through the Gemaras, they were Mesak and Tfilos and Brachas and Kiddush and Avdalah. But the truth is, they really were the leaders of the Jews during this very, very critical time. They presided over the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. They are the ones that make sure the Yidden were going to settle. At a very scary time where the Kutim were threatening, a lot of things could have gone the wrong way. They made sure that everything was going to go the right way. Just go through Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah and you realize what trying times it was for the Jews at that time. Lo pashut at all. And they were the ones that made sure that everything was going to go smoothly. But from a Torah perspective, think about what they did. They went ahead and they made sure that the Chofdal at Sifrei Tanakh, it would now be Sifrei Tanakh. That's it. At this point, moving forward, you're not going to be able to add anything. Esther's trying to get her Sefer to be written. She has to lobby the Anshe Knesses HaGdoila because they're the ones that are making the decision. Not just that, they went ahead and they wrote the Mishnah. The whole Mishnayos came from who? The whole Mishnayos came from the Anshe Knesses HaGdoila. So it's interesting. You know, the Gemara says, in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Amar Mar Zutra V'Yitei Mar Rukfa. Roy Hoysa Ezra Sheti Rabbi Yossi Yomer. Roy Hoya Ezra Sheti Nasin Torah Al Yadai. Ezra was really so worthy that the Torah couldn't have been given through him. But even though it wasn't given through him, Nishtan Al Yadai Aksav. The Ksav was changed through him. But the Gemara makes a big deal that Ezra was technically worthy. He had the credentials for the Torah to be given through him. And the Gemara says that even though the Torah wasn't given through him, but Nishtan Al Yadai, the Torah was changed through him. I don't know if you can say this, but you get the feel that Ezra, that's what the Gemara is talking about, Ubeis Dinoi, the Anshe Knesses HaGdoila, on some level, Nishtana Al Yadai. Because really what happened was, is you had all of a sudden the Choftal Sifrei Tanakh, All of a sudden you have the Mishnayos, all the Derabbanans that the Vilna Gaon says. These were things that all came about. Now you have Tefillah, now you have Bracha. Think about all these different contributions that took place. The Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael, and then the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, they went into Galus. And when they came back to Eretz Yisrael the second time, they came back with a whole bunch of differences, a whole bunch of Shinuyim. They didn't go back and just repeat the same thing as it happened the first time. And the Gaon says in that piece, in Becheiros Daf Ches Amud Beis, that the reason they came back with Shinuyim was because they felt, if we're going to just go back to Eretz Yisrael and we're going to get a second chance, but we're not going to change anything, then what's going to prevent us from making the same mistakes and really from us ending up with the same fate that we had the first time? So they felt that they had no choice, but they had to go and make Shinuyim. And sure, and they definitely had Shinuyim. Chavta al Sifrei Tanakh. Now all of a sudden we have all the Mishnayos and all the Brises, right? Everything that we have, which is mamish the trumas and the maestras of once there was of what there once was, who instituted this, is all from the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla. Now all of a sudden, all you have all the derabbanans. Afal pishlo nitna Torah yaday, but on some level there was shinuyim. Of course, not shinuyim chas v'shalom in the Messiah, but all of a sudden you have things that are being done and are being put into place to make sure that there's going to be a tremendous chizik. And maybe we can appreciate a little bit better what Chazal meant when they said kimu v'kiblu hayehudim, that kimu mashekiblu kvar, that after the Purim story and really at the end of Galus Bavel and at the beginning of Ayin Sheni, there was a hader kiblu b'mei Achashverosh. There was a new Kabbalah Satayra. And with this new Kabbalah Satayra, there was Shinuyim. Again, not Shinuyim where anyone violated Baal Tosef, not Shinuyim where a Navi said something, She'enei Rashoi L'chadesh. But rather, there was Shinuyim that were put into place to be Mechazik to Mesoira, to make sure that during Bayesheni, these things wouldn't happen again. The Kachava, it's because of the things that the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla put into place that we're still around talking about them 2,500 years later. But the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla, you know, you mentioned them very briefly in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, and you know Shimon HaTzadik was from the Shiari Anshei Knesset HaGdayla, and they make an appearance in a Gemara here and a Gemara there, but really if you put the pieces together, and again we're just scratching the surface, but if you put the pieces together, what suddenly begins to emerge is that these people had tremendous plates. It's unbelievable. Mehem kam neviim. It required neviim in order for them to be able to do what they did, because they made significant changes, and really the tzura of Yiddishkeit and Bayis Sheni was very different than it was in Bayis Rishon because of all these shinuyim that they made. And like the Gaon says, these shinuyim were put into place because they felt they had to be put into place. If you're not going to change something, then history is going to repeat itself. And they were all done as a chizek. They were all done as things that were necessary. But either way, just a little bit into the legacy of the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla.